Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday of a bank holiday weekend, May 2nd. Coming up,
sources in the government said Fine Gael blocked his appointment today at a Cabinet Housing Subcommittee.
Search for housing czar continues after Brendan McDonagh withdraws and Gardaí out in force checking for drug drivers. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Brendan McDonagh has pulled out of the running to become the new CEO of the proposed Housing Activation Office. The Housing Minister, James Brown, put his name forward as his preferred candidate. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The NAMA boss's proposed €430,000 salary sparked controversy, with sources saying Fine Gael blocked his appointment at a Cabinet subcommittee on housing yesterday. Ahead of Mr McDonagh's decision he didn't want to be in the running, the opposition had hit out at the plans by government to give him the high salary. It means the Housing Minister will have to find someone else to fill the role to head up the new office.
A Garda crackdown on drugs and drink driving is underway for the bank holiday. 800 motorists were detected driving under the influence of drugs since the beginning of the year. Garda Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys says half of the arrests for drug driving were young drivers.
Approximately half of those who have been arrested are under the age of 30. I cannot emphasise enough the danger that you're putting yourself in, the danger you're putting other road users in. It totally affects your ability to drive safely on our roads. The risk you are taking is not worth it.
A woman in her 80s has died in a crash in Roscommon. It happened in French Park at the junction of the N5 and the Boyle to Castlereagh Road shortly before 5pm yesterday. Alan Cantwell reports.
The incident involved a pedestrian and a truck. The pedestrian, a woman aged in her 80s, was pronounced deceased at the scene. Her body was removed to the mortuary at University Hospital Galway, where a post-mortem examination will take place. There were no other injuries reported. A technical examination was carried out by Garda Forensic Collision Investigators, and Garda are appealing for witnesses to the incident to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, and were travelling in the area between 4:30 and 5 o'clock are asked to make this footage available to investigating Garda.
The Road Safety Authority has been told by the Junior Minister for Transport to come up with a plan to deal with waiting times for driving tests. A 2019 report by the body found the average waiting time for a test was 6 weeks. However, the current average waiting time is now 24.1 weeks, according to the RSA. The Taoiseach has been criticised after he signalled a delay in rolling out health warnings on alcohol bottles over concerns about the global trade environment. Simon Harris told the Dáil the timeline around its implementation is now under consideration. The labels would warn about the risks of consuming alcohol when pregnant and of the risk of liver disease and cancers from alcohol consumption. CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, says she's shocked by the move.
The regulations to do with alcohol products is a health issue. It has nothing to do with Ireland's exports, as the regulations only apply to products which are sold in Ireland. The reason that I am so particularly shocked that Simon Harris would make these comments is he steered through the legislation back in 2018, which gave rise to these regulations, which are due to come into effect in 2026.
Russell Brand is due to appear before court in London this morning, charged with 5 sex offences, including rape. Detectives began investigating the actor and comedian in 2023 after accusations were made against him in a Times and Channel 4 documentary. The charges relate to claims made by 4 women between 1995 and 2005. Brand has denied the allegations. Donald Trump's former national security adviser is leaving his post weeks after inadvertently adding a journalist to a top secret group chat. The US president instead wants Mike Waltz to be his UN ambassador. Waltz created the Signal chat, which leaked detailed military information about strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen to a reporter. Professor Charles Kupchan from the Council on Foreign Relations says it's not just about that mistake.
There are a couple other factors at play. Number one, this foreign policy machine isn't really working. And the key role of the National Security Advisor is to coordinate. That hasn't been happening.
There'll be major disruption to rail services between Dublin and Wicklow this weekend. Trains won't run between Grand Canal Dock and Greystones on Saturday, Sunday or Monday, while services between Mallow and Cork will also be disrupted due to works tomorrow and Sunday. Irish Rail's Barry Kenny says replacement services will be available for people affected.
Dublin Bus and Go Ahead will accept rail tickets for those relevant areas that are affected, and if you're travelling on the Dublin to Rosslare intercity line, we'll have bus transfers between Connolly and Wicklow for all of those services. So again, people should check the times of those services at irishrail.ie or at the Éireann Éireann app.
In entertainment news, Ed Sheeran is leaving the mathematical symbols behind him for his new album. His latest record, Play, will be released on the 12th of September and will see the four-time Grammy winner delve into new collaborations. It's said to be inspired by Indian and Persian musical cultures and the Irish folk tradition he grew up with. And in sport, in soccer, Manchester United are well in control of their Europa League semi-final tie after last night's first leg. Ruben Amorim's side were 3-0 winners over Athletic Club in Bilbao. A Casemiro header on the half-hour mark put the visitors ahead before Bruno Fernandes added the second and third. Brennan Johnson needed just 38 seconds to put Spurs ahead at home to Bodo Glimt. They'll head to Norway next week with a 3-1 lead. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.